Black Rock people breathe so strange, walk around and hold their nose. In Cheektowaga, there are problems too. The answer, my good friend, is blowing in the wind. Squaw Island dump, you're blowing in the wind.
Old Lyndon Johnson goes on the move to state our nation's preoccupations. He'll talk of taxes as he relaxes. Won't you look at me, Lady Bird? I'm on TV. Now Hubert Humphrey came to town to smile and greet us, talk to and meet us, he really pleased us. That Minnesota fellow tries a little harder, but then he has to, he's number two. WYSL Sports Director Ray Kump.
They have a Super Bowl, they'll play out on the coast. CBS and NBC have sold it for the most. We'll see the Packers and the Chiefs, and we hear them laugh and boast, cause we're in Buffalo, and that's no joke.
What do you say we get a stadium in our town that won't fall down? The one we have is fine, so please don't misunderstand us. But why does it always freeze or drown us? It's a great place for a duck race, our stadium. But we must remember this. Now before we gripe too loud about a stadium for our crowd, the old one's paid for, so let's just keep it around. All the pollution experts say we have some algae in our lake. You know, the taste and smell make water from that lake real hard to take. We must ask Nelson Rockefeller to work hard to bring our lake away, or next time we look at it, it will be opaque. Build the UB inside of town, maybe not the other way around. We know all those students get money from home. An addition to old UB, town or county now, which will it be? Look at all the money floating round, let's pull it down. Think of all the students here in town in cap and gown. That addition to old UB, what a plum for the town. But naturally you realize it's all strictly in the interest of higher education, and profit has nothing to do with it. There's air pollution in our town that bothers us. In a car or a bus or a train, we fuss. We look up yonder to the sky and wipe a teardrop from our eye. We know it's from our cigarettes and motor cars. We see that smoke, we cough and choke and swallow tars. We sput, we wheeze, we cry and sneeze. They passed a law to save our town so our lungs won't break completely down. Now take a breath, it's good for you.
They stripped him of his chairmanship. They said his son took too many free trips, but Adam Clayton Powell keeps hanging right on in Washington. And weren't they shocked when they found he was married to his $20,000 secretary? But Adam Clayton Powell keeps putting on his buddies in Washington. Strip him of this. Strip him of that. Adam Clayton Powell is the man elected. Congress might toss him in the street. Strip him of his elected seat. But Adam Clayton Powell says,
why's everybody always picking on
me? Come back to New York, Wild Thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Luther, General Manager of radio station WYSL.
The future of any industry, particularly a creative one such as ours, is an experimentation, the trying of new ideas. Some of these ideas become standard operating procedure for others to follow. We tried something this afternoon on a very limited basis.